my name is Alyssa Roach, and I am 17 years old. Today is April 15th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Brandon Hernandez, who is one of my friends, who's been one of my friends since about sixth grade. We're recording in two different states, in Claremont, California, and in Hoover, Alabama. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, as a child growing up, I was usually a quiet kid, usually very shy when it came to meeting new people. But after, especially with Alyssa, after a while, just talking and getting to know her, I really opened up, and that's how I was with most people. But other than that, growing up, I was very shy when it came to doing new things and talking to new people, but I would eventually open up. As far as my personality, I've always been, as far as I've been told from my parents, I've always been a more serious tone type person. You take things more seriously, and as I was told from a young age, I was a bit more mature than other kids my age. So growing up, I've always taken things a lot more seriously, handled things in a more mature way than most other kids my age.
All right, interesting. Okay, so since we've been friends for so long and we've kind of had our ups and downs, tell me your favorite memory about me, of me.
My favorite memory between me and Alyssa, it was, as I remember, it was the last day of elementary school, sixth grade, and that day, there wasn't much planned for that day since it was really nearing the end of the school year. I think it was one of the last days of school, actually. Us two and a couple of other friends, we sat in the very back of the classroom, and we pretty much spent the entire day just giggling around, just messing around, taking pictures, and just messing around like little kids. I remember that memory just very vividly. It was a nice day. It was warm outside. And our whole group that day just really had a really good time, just enjoying ourselves in a very, very juvenile way.
Okay, so moving on, can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
One of the most difficult moments of my life. It's a fairly recent event that occurred. It was during the transition from middle school to high school, I really started to feel like the weight of that whole transition and what is to come in my future. So that whole transition sort of led to a lot more anxiety in my life, and you were around to see how all that went down for me. And it was just a really, really tough point in my life, because I was stressed out about a lot of things that were happening and how my whole career in high school could really affect me and my future. But you were always there to sort of settle me down and make sure that I knew that everything was okay. And I really appreciated that you were there when I couldn't really talk to most of the people outside of my family.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, so tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Yeah, both of my siblings, I've had a really good relationship with them. As far as who I'm closer with, I have to say that in a physical way, I'm more closer to my younger brother because he lives with me and my immediate family. But on a more emotional way, I'm a lot closer to my older brother. My older brother, he's really been a major person in my life that isn't my parents or my younger brother. He's always been sort of the role model for me, and I always try to sort of mimic how he is sort of like emotionally. I've always admired how he was always kind to everybody, always taking consideration of how everybody else felt, and he's always been sort of a figure in my life that I've always looked up to. As far as my younger brother, I love my younger brother to death, even though he does drive me crazy sometimes. But I always appreciate that he can always make me laugh and smile, even when I'm not feeling too good. So they're both really, really important to me and my whole life.
All right. Okay, so now to some heavier stuff. So can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Well, one of the more lighter lessons that I've learned in my life is to stay organized. And this goes for anything, just staying organized with my room or just staying organized in my events in life. Like, usually just keeping track of what I have to do, what's important to me, what isn't that high on my priority list is a really important lesson that my father sort of stressed to me from a young age. Always staying organized and keeping track of what I have to do has been a really important thing, and I'm always appreciative that my father was able to teach me that from a younger age. But the main thing I'm really, really happy that I was taught about is to always respect anybody and everybody you meet. Because being able to respect someone that you've just met and put your best foot forward is always going to help not only me, but anybody in life. And just making a good impression right away is a good way to make friends or make connections anywhere you go in life.
Okay, so let's see what's next. What are you most grateful for?
The thing that I'm most grateful for is just my family in general. My family. Most specifically, my father. He's always ever since I could really comprehend what he's done for me and my family. Just going in at the early hours of the day, around like 5 a.m, and then coming back home at like 8 p.m. Just going to work and working to support me and my mother and my younger brother. I'm just so happy that he loves everybody in my family that much to do that for us, and that has been able to put me in the position that I am, living in a nice home, that I have warm food to eat, nice clothes to wear, just being able to live a pretty good life throughout most of what I can remember.
Okay, and we're gonna kind of wrap it up with this last question of how would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as someone who really, really just remained independent after I sort of move away from my family, go off and do my own thing in my future. I just want to be remembered as someone who was independent and pretty much did what I wanted, and really just someone that you could look up to, sort of, in whatever I do, just someone that my children in the future would want to be like. I just want to be looked up to, just thought about how all the great things that I did in my life to support not only myself but my family, to just make everybody in my family proud.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to come talk to me. I really appreciate all you've done.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you. You're welcome. Okay.